This is part one of a two-part series we've done on star seeds in Atlantis and the dark story behind these practices. We look at the ties to white supremacy, the history of how these concepts went from Greek mythology to a modern-day problematic practice. I hope that you'll stay tuned and listen to this. Our hope is to educate and start a conversation.
Let's talk about what intuition really is.
Let's look at all the places intuition and ego show up in your life.
Let's share honestly.
Let's do the research.
I'm Jamie Hayhurst.
I'm Heather Wood.
This is the Intuitive Girls Guide.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
We have a doozy today.
We do.
I could not sleep last night.
I know.
I was thinking about it so much.
We've been talking about this episode, like, in theory for years. And I don't know why we never did, but here we are.
Here we are. Let me tell you what we're going to talk about, and then we have to talk about talking about it.
Correct.
So this episode is about star seeds and Atlantis, because they kind of go together.
They do. And if you're here just because of that title, this might not be exactly what you think it's going to be, but I would love for you to, like, hang out.
Please stay and listen, because that's who we made this for.
Correct.
You. Like, and it's okay to make mistakes, but you have to take accountability once you have the opportunity to learn more.
Right. And which is, like, what this whole podcast has become about.
Yeah. So in this industry, there's this huge problem, and I feel a little bit like a broken record when I say this, but it makes me, like, I go to, like, 0 to 100 about it now. Like, I can feel my eyes getting all, like,
yeah,
because I'm getting worked up about it.
Right.
And the problem is that we keep taking a concept and teaching it without educating ourselves or looking further into it or making sure we understand the origin of it.
Right.
And then we pass it on, and the next person does the same thing and the same thing and the same thing. And ignorance can only be an excuse for so long and so far. Like, you have to be checking what you're teaching and what you're passing on and what kind of energy you're opening yourself up to.
Well, I mean, the second that you're teaching something or sharing, it's you then take on the responsibility of what you're sharing. So, like, if you find something online or from an influencer or a tarot deck or whatever that you think is cool, that's one thing.
Yep.
Right? You don't have to research that if you don't want to.
You should, but you don't have to.
I mean, yeah, I guess you don't have to. You should. But the second that you start, like, sharing that information on social media or teaching it, especially if you're taking money for that, then you do have a responsibility to be fact-checking, researching.
Yeah. I can't even get into a comfortable position.
I know, I noticed you're squirming. I'm, like, squirming. Usually that's me.
Yeah. Well, it's me. But you're absolutely right. And also, it's like, I've talked a lot about, like, there are things that I did 6-7 years ago that I'm like, oh, that was not right.
Yeah.
You know, and you can go, like, well, my intentions were good, or I didn't know, but you still have to go, I won't do that again. And let me call out that that wasn't right. But where there's this weird combination of things going on about, and it's not just about starseeds in Atlantis. It's all, and how really not good of a topic that is, and how we should not be promoting that. And
no, at all.
Like, we'll get into all of that and why. But there's this issue with, like, the patriarchy wins in two ways in this industry. And it's really frustrating because they're both opposite ends of the spectrum. They win by saying that pagan culture or witchcraft and all of this stuff is, like, the devil's work. And, you know, it was, you know, even when people talk about the Salem witch trials, they were just murdering women.
Women.
Like, no, like, in real pagan culture, there's no devil, and there never was. That's a Christian concept. Like, all of this was just persecution of women and control of people.
Correct.
And
colonization.
And colonization, absolutely. So when you then bring a lot of that aesthetic and energy into this industry, it's difficult. Now, I'm not saying you can't have a good time and dress up as a witch for Halloween, but, like, there's a line somewhere that you don't want to that, like, I found creators talking about this stuff, mm-hmm. the Starseed Atlantis stuff, talking about how you can hex people with demons.
What?
Yeah, like, it's, no, like, so they win that way because yep. you start to believe this really false narrative and this yeah. incorrect history.
It's this, like, hyperbolic archetype of, like, yes. what a witch is or what, like,
yes.
what magic or intuition is. It's this, like, really
yeah.
exaggerated
yes.
trope.
Yes, and it's done on purpose.
Correct.
To hide what it really was. All's witch meant was expert. I know that's not as fun, but like,
I know.
You can still do like a goth aesthetic and yeah. and be a witch. Like, all of that stuff is completely fine.
No, I dress up as a witch every Halloween.
I love, yes, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Right. But there's a win when you're, it's like, you even ageism, you can still connect to like the crone witch archetype with women. Like, there's so much that's still in this industry like that. That's right. really upsetting.
Yep.
And then when you add in on the other side of this, people not doing the work mm-hmm. who are in the industry and promoting ideas of white supremacy, mm-hmm. spoiler alert, that's what the Starseed in Atlantis stuff is, then you, it's like both sides are attacking and it makes me crazy.
Well, and not to like, this is going to be a while. This episode is...
Get comfortable.
Right. So, like, I'm not trying to, like, drag us off on a side tangent, but, like, when people are saying, like, why are you always talking about... To me, they say it. Like,
yeah.
Why are you talking about white supremacy on this, like, this podcast about intuition?
Right. Because it's a huge
Because problem. They're tied.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because the things that, like, are tied to... The things that suppress intuition, the things that suppress women... Those all stem
yeah.
from patriarchy and white supremacy. Yeah. They're very, very, very deeply tied.
As both the aggressor and the victim.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. and so you cannot talk about it without addressing it, especially right. if you're two white women talking about it.
Correct.
You have an extra responsibility
right.
to be addressing it. Mm-hmm. So I 100% agree. I hope that everyone can listen to this and really pay attention and really, like, maybe you've never done anything with Starseed stuff and Atlantis stuff. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. It doesn't matter, but please still listen and hear this because the lesson applies to everything.
Right. And you're going to see, like, how patriarchy and white supremacy have hidden themselves in this concept. And then once you see that, you can see where it happens in so many other places. And then so even if you don't care about Starseeds or you have never heard of it, it's going to be a lesson that you can apply kind of like across the board.
Absolutely. Well said. And like this stuff in our industry is like, it's again, we're not fighting it from one angle.
No.
It's permeated everywhere.
Right.
Like it's in the pores of everything. So you have to really take a look at it. You can't just go like, oh, okay. Like right. this one-dimensional way, you right. have to watch out for patriarchy here.
No, it's everywhere. It's insidious. It's going from the outside into your life. It's coming from the inside of your life out to the world. Like patriarchy is literally everywhere.
Yes,
exactly. Everywhere.
Exactly. Okay. So I also have to say the other thing that makes me ragey.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe ragey is not the right word. It gives me a lot of pause.
Okay.
And it's that I actually Marco Polo'd you about this while I had curlers in my hair and I ranted to you much to your entertainment.
It was awesome.
Yeah. There's not much information. Not a lot of people are looking into this mm-hmm. and writing about this and warning about this and doing the work and going like, why is this a continued pattern? Why does this keep coming up? Why is this happening? Like, why are we still letting this be promoted? What's going on that people are getting sucked into these dangerous ideals mm-hmm. and then thrown down a pipeline? Because this is a very beautiful woohoo entrance to a very scary pipeline.
Yeah, the woo to Q pipeline.
Exactly.
Like QAnon.
Conspirituality. Exactly. Right. This is a very lovely aesthetic way to suck you in.
Yep.
And there was not much about this. I had to work very hard to research it because people haven't.
Well, no. And I think that that's part of like when you're working in or if you're part of, like you said, industry, but some people think of it as like their lifestyle or whatever, like this sort of spiritual wellness.
Maybe it's your belief system, whatever you frame
whatever
that.
Whatever it is. Yep. Like when you're a part of something that's shunned by like capitalism and like American culture, it's easy for there to be no checks and balances.
Well, that's a really good point. That like when you're sort of like the anti-establishment.
Right. You then have no rules. You have no, there's no,
boundaries.
No checks and balances.
Right.
There's no regs. Like, right. Like, and you know me, I'm not saying there should be a million rules about something.
No.
But it shouldn't be like the Wild West. It shouldn't be like every man for himself. People can say whatever they want with no responsibility. And that's where this topic is in that territory of like, people just say whatever the fuck they want to say.
Yes.
And they don't care who it hurts or who it throws down that pipeline.
Yeah.
It happens every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people with millions of followers that I'm finding when I was looking through. Like, it's crazy.
Right.
And when you, I hope that you go and research it further. I hope this inspires you to do that. Mm-hmm. But what I'm going to tell you is going to happen is you're going to read so many different takes and opinions with not a lot of fact.
And you're going to relate to a lot of it.
Yeah. Even when you're looking at criticism of it, though, there's not, where's the facts about what this really is and where this started and who invented it?
Right.
Because I'm going to tell you my best guess of where it comes from, but I don't know. I could not figure it out.
Right.
And I'm a good researcher.
Right.
Like, why is that the case? It really feels to me like a lot of this is hidden on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe we just stumbled into like a place that's not going to be fun for us, but I mean, it won't be the first time.
No.
Yeah,
no, that's fine.
We're fine there. Yeah. But we...
As long as you can moderate the social media comments, I'm fine with it.
I can't. I don't mind that. Yeah. It's just... And, you know, also, I don't mind if people have a different opinion. I like people having different opinions. If I was saying, like, if you don't agree with everything we say, we're not interested in talking to you, then I would be just as dangerous as the people we call out.
Correct.
I do want to hear that. But if you're going to come in with your, like, weird right-wing propaganda...
Your, like, notes from Telegram.
Yeah, and you're...
I don't care.
And you're going to, like, cite stuff that isn't real, and you're going to, like... stand up for someone who is actively hurting people, then I'm completely uninterested.
Right.
You're not even looking for a conversation.
No, no, exactly.
You're not. That doesn't meet our standards.
No.
Do better. Yeah.
Please.
Okay. So one of the things that we're going to get into in this is that the Atlantis and starseed stuff, it's been around for a while. It's not new. It's sort of always, you and I discussed this, it always sort of is around. It's always, there's always someone you know, at least for us, that's into it.
It's in the periphery always.
Yes.
Right.
But things happen in the world, and all of a sudden it becomes very popular and big. And I was very, I actually wrote down shooketh. I wrote that in my notes at how cyclical this really is.
Right.
You see something like illness or war, okay?
Or plague.
Plague, illness, yeah, exactly. Like COVID, maybe, but other things too. And then you see racism, you see patriarchy, and you see a lack of understanding of psychology and how people's brains work.
Yep.
And you see this combination, and for some reason, everyone goes, okay, we're in this cycle. Let's grab starseed and Atlantis stuff.
Right.
And start using that as the vehicle to
right.
promote racism and to promote white supremacy and to promote patriarchy.
Right.
Like it's amazing to me.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you're going to get to it, but it makes sense that in times of upheaval, people look for things to grasp onto that make them feel safe.
Yes.
And if you can say, oh, I'm a starseed.
I'm an alien. That's what you're saying, by the way, but we'll get to that.
So this doesn't apply to me.
Right.
Like I'm above this. I'm better than this. I vibrate at a higher frequency than this. Then this can't touch me.
Right. That element is not surprising to me.
No.
That sort of thing happens cyclically.
Right.
What's surprising to me is that no one has written about it or talked about it or gone like, oh, look, like I shouldn't have found zero articles about this.
Right. I think starseed and like saying you're from Atlantis, like I think it's so laughable yeah. to someone outside of this community.
Right.
That it does. I don't even think it hits people's radars.
Which is so unfortunate. About. And yeah. this is why it gets us so worked up when right. people are doing like the shitty stuff in this industry, because it makes people dismiss it.
Yes.
And then these very dangerous things come in.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's a psychology thing. We'll get to it. I'll explain to you why people are so susceptible
yeah.
to these kinds of beliefs. It mm-hmm. has a psychological name. Mm-hmm. But like, it's disturbing to me that I'm one of the first people talking about it.
Yeah.
We are one of the first
yeah.
groups of people talking about it. I right. could not find anything.
Right.
That's wild and a problem.
It is.
A huge problem.
Definitely.
Okay. My very best guess of where the term starseed comes from mm-hmm. is from a 1976 novel called The Gods of Aquarius by Brad Steiger.
Okay.
If you might have heard something else. I there's so many people going, I think this was the first time. I think this is where the starseed thing, like... Mm-hmm. So I don't know, but based on what I could find for facts and like what was going on at the time and like how people were interpreting things, I think this is where starseed gets really mainstreamly associated with woohoo higher being stuff.
Okay. Do you have a definition?
I have many definitions.
Okay.
But I just want to say Brad Steiger went on to write a bunch of books about this concept. And he also writes that Atlantis is a powerful civilization and that star seeds are descendants of alien beings.
Yes.
So there are lots of other references to star seed and to Atlantis. We're going to talk about it. That happened before 1976. Mm-hmm. But to me, the framework of the descendant of an alien being from Atlantis, that makes you a star seed. Like that seemed to be here for me. Okay. I realize that not everyone cares so much about exactly where something comes from, but I think you should.
No, I think you absolutely should.
So.
If you don't know where something comes from.
And you're teaching
it. Disseminating information, then you don't know what you're learning.
Yeah.
Like you need to know the motivations behind the creation of something.
Exactly. So like you said, for the definition, the basic definition is that you're a descendant from, you're an alien being. Mm-hmm. And you're a descendant from Atlantis, or you have Atlantean DNA. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now there's other things too. You might have heard of like Pleiadians. Thank you. Yeah. Like
that's what I was going to say. So yes. There are people who think that they're from different planets.
So you could be a star seed. Like some people would say star seeds are only from Atlantis, but some people would say star seeds could be from all these other planets. Like there's no, like you said before, it's the Wild West. Everyone's right. saying different things. Like I can't tell you exactly what it means, but I think if you take the idea that you're from Atlantis or another planet, and you think that your soul incarnates on another planet as a higher being, but this time it's come here to be an earthly being.
Right.
So it gives this impression that you're somehow
better
than everybody.
More advanced.
But it also gives you a beautiful excuse as to why it's so hard to exist in this life.
Right.
It's not your fault. It's not anybody's fault. It's because you're better than everyone. Right. That's way better than the truth.
Which is
that you're a super empathic, super intuitive human living on a planet that is suffering. Like you, the way you operate, the way you're designed is to feel all the things, and right. you live in a civilization where it feels like most of the people don't care.
And they don't support those feelings or abilities.
Yes. And you're also living in a patriarchal society, and like, of course you're not going to feel like that's right, but that's what's right about you. Mm-hmm. That's what's great about you.
But you can see how the leaps, the mental leaps aren't actually that big.
I get it.
Because like if you're saying like we say mm-hmm. that you're a soul that cycles and comes yes. back to learn lessons.
Yes.
What's the difference between saying that to saying like, well, you just come from a yes. different planet.
Yes.
Like it's not a huge logical leap.
It's
if you are, if you already have your foot in the door.
exactly right. You know? Okay. So if you're hearing that, you're probably going, well, that doesn't sound so bad. Who cares if people think they're aliens?
Correct.
And we're going to get into this more, but the problem is that this starseed Atlantean thing comes from a history of white supremacy. So when you look at what you're actually promoting,
right.
the idea of this, like, these higher beings in Atlantis. Now, when you actually look into Atlantis, Atlantis was, like, supposedly part of Earth that yes. sunk.
Right.
So it doesn't really make sense to me that you're you also an alien from it. So again, again, Wild West.
Plot holes.
Which plot holes? Which is it? Okay.
Right.
But let's say it's either one. That the civilization that you were from was Atlantis, and it was here, and it sank, and it was destroyed. But it was higher beings. This comes from Greek mythology, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say that is true. This was Greek gods.
Right.
So you're saying that you're coming from a god who was white.
And who, right, exactly.
And who was better than everyone.
More powerful.
And then this concept has gone on to be used, and we'll get into it, by even Hitler. Like, this is a concept that people keep recycling to,
right.
like, activate and to use and to put out into society their white supremacist ideals.
And that's not to say that it began as an idea of a tool of white supremacy.
Nope.
Like every story that comes from pagan times, which just means pre-patriarchy, pre-organized religion.
Yep.
It's just a way for people to, like, sort of organize information or understand what's happening around them.
Yeah.
Or tell a story.
Yes.
Right? That's Greek mythology.
Yes.
We're not saying the Greeks were, like, white supremacists. And
no, they were not. They were not. But because there's such a misunderstanding of mythology in general, that people are like,
then they take it.
This really happened.
Correct.
And they use it. It would be like me when I was a little kid, I invented, you know, when you're like, you're doing like play, make-believe play, you invent stories.
Yes.
This won't be shocking to you, but I love to create like alternate, like these different egos and these characters and stuff. I decided I was a far descendant of the real Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, I love that for you.
That is the same thing as saying I'm from Atlantis, because the fairy tales and Greek mythology are the same thing.
Correct.
Mythology of any kind and a fairy tale is the same thing. Right. I'm not talking about the Disney version. I'm talking about the real... actual one.
See our episode on fairy
Thank
tales.
You. So it's kind of maddening. I feel like
it's
getting
very frustrating.
Worked up again.
I think you're frustrated.
I'm very frustrated.
Yeah.
Because we've been saying it.
Yeah, and it's been happening for so long, and like the pieces aren't really coming together.
Yes. Okay. I want to talk to you about how there's a difference in people using this to, like, not even try to hide that they're promoting white supremacy.
Right.
And some people, I'm going to talk about one person in particular, very popular in the woohoo world.
Yeah.
Who uses it. And there's no connection in what she's doing and what she's saying and what she's promoting. But it's still a mistake. So there's, like, different levels of a crime here, in my opinion.
There's different levels of intent.
Yeah. But I think I need to, like, take 5 deep breaths and sip some water. So let's take a quick break and we'll come back.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey y'all, it's Jamie with a little shameless self-promotion. We've had a lot of people reaching out asking about distal Reiki, so I wanted to let you all know that yes, you can book a session with me. If you'd like some distance Reiki, get in touch with me and we will set it up for you.
Goes great with podcast listening?
A great cup of coffee from a great coffee shop.
Yep. Beans roasted in-house, amazing baristas. You know where I'm talking about.
Restoration Coffee. Can we go?
Yes. I need an Americano and maybe a panini too.
Ooh, I need blueberry maple latte and probably a resto bowl.
Ooh, yeah. Check them out and visit restoration-coffee.com.
Let's talk about what we're obsessed with this week. Okay, Heather. This might be too much of like a... too much of like a woohoo obsessed.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
Usually I like choose an obsess that's like a deviates a little from our main topic. Oh, okay. So we can take a little break.
I see what you're saying.
I'm just going to throw us right into
it. I think it would be too much of a whiplash, honestly, in this episode to take any kind of a different break.
I actually had another topic.
Okay.
And then this thing happened.
I'm excited to hear about it.
So I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
And went to get dressed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have to get dressed, take my kids to school, come here. Like this whole, it's like a whole thing. So I'm getting dressed.
Wait, it's not just a whole thing. It's hectic. It's during a like rush hour, busy time. You have to drive all, it's not like a straight line.
No, it's not.
You're in the car for like hours by the time you get here. It's still early morning.
Right. Okay. So I had like an outfit plan so I could just like get dressed, go.
Yeah.
But so I woke up and I opened my closet.
Yeah.
And I went to grab this cardigan I had in mind.
Yeah.
And I saw this sweatshirt.
Okay.
Was sitting there. And I was like,
Okay.
Stay with me.
I'm with you.
And I was like, oh, Emma, my daughter, must have found this hoodie because we couldn't find it.
Oh, okay.
For like, we bought this hoodie in July.
Mm-hmm.
My family were always stealing each other's hoodies. It's just like something we do.
Okay.
So we each like wore like a little bit, maybe for like a week, and then it literally disappeared.
Interesting.
And everyone's like, where's that hoodie? Where's that hoodie? Where's it? It's brand new. I want to wear it. It's soft on the inside. We all have sensory issues. And I was like, it must be lost. Like it literally, I was like, it's gone. I don't know. It's
yeah.
Gone. Mm-hmm. And I opened it and it was there in my like, right in my line of sight. In with my sweaters. And I was like, oh, Emma must have found it.
Yeah.
And then immediately I was like, no. Like my brain was like, no, that's not what happened. She definitely did not find it in her room.
And then go and hang it up
and put it back in my closet.
She's a teenager.
She wouldn't have kept it for herself.
And she wouldn't have hung it up. No. Okay. So, yeah.
So I was like, oh, I know where this is going. So I go downstairs. Do everything, wait for her to come downstairs. And she's like, you know, doing the whole teenage thing. Does outfit look okay? Yeah, you look great. And she goes, where'd you find that hoodie? And
I was so like, it was definitely not her.
And I was like, oh, you found it, right? You put it in the closet? She was like, no. And then we both look at each other.
And did you just go Faye at the same time?
Because last night,
uh-huh.
She came to me and she was like, hey, listen.
Yeah.
You need to be on alert for the FAE because this is when...
I like that she spelled it without even saying it. Yeah, yeah. Smart.
Because this is when, like, I can feel all that energy is... And I was like, what do you mean? Like, this time of day or this time of year?
Yeah.
And she was like, no, this time of year.
Equinox, autumn equinox. Yeah.
So I was like...
See our episode on Fae.
Exactly. So, I mean, and there's very different definitions of Fae. It's not like Tinkerbell, like, if you're... New year. That's not what we're talking about. It's just energy.
Yeah.
She said that to me last night.
And then the next
day. And so I was like, be careful. Mm-hmm. Cause you know, some of us have trouble with boundaries. So it's like, if you feel this coming on, like you need to set some solid boundaries right now. And she's like, I did.
Yeah.
I said, okay. And then the sweater is literally just this literally sitting on my shelf.
I love it. So it, because you respected them though.
Exactly.
It was a respect of the Fae.
Exactly.
And you were like, oh, and she was like, I feel it and we need to have a boundary. And they're like, all right, we have to give it back now.
So, you know, I'm a mom. I was like, so she
said it. Like a Fae teaching moment.
So I was like, remember what I said about boundaries? Looks like you did a good job setting them. And she was like, I did.
That's amazing.
And this is the prize.
And this is the prize is that you get it. If you don't see us on YouTube or watching a clip on social media, Jamie is in
this ginormous,
a awesome oversized gray hoodie that says University of Vermont on it. University of Vermont, if you want to sponsor us, let us know.
Probably not on this.
If you want to send a bunch more sweatshirts.
The Star Seed.
But I just think it's so important. I think people think, especially of like Fae energy or something, that like you have to like bow down to them and all this. And it's like the complete opposite. Mm. You need to actually hold very good, respectful boundaries.
Respect.
So if there's something missing.
Respect for them, but also respect for you.
Exactly.
Like she has finally learned
that
she has to like demand respect for her own energy.
Good.
Right.
I think there's a lot of people who need to learn that. Yeah.
So we get our hoodie back.
So if you're missing something try setting some good, listen to our Faye episode. There's lots of good tips, but like try setting some good boundaries and just saying like, I need that back.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about these different sort of levels of problems here.
Yeah.
There's the obvious. We're going to discuss some of that. Mm-hmm. But what I think is more dangerous is the subtle, or when somebody has a really large following and has a lot of success in this business, you don't really have a good excuse to not have corrected a mistake. So I'm going to call out somebody, and they're actually somebody I like.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad at them. I just hope that they listen to this and maybe like do something about it.
Do better.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to read you Rebecca Campbell's definition of a starseed. Mm-hmm. So Rebecca Campbell is in the woohoo space. She's an author. She has amazing meditations and card decks. We're both fans.
And whoever does her, like, the art.
Yes.
And her branding.
Yes. It crushes it.
It's gorgeous.
I mean, I really think I know a lot of people who try and fail to copy it.
Yes.
And
well, yeah, I mean, it is that like that thing we talk about. Like it is sort of one of the aesthetics.
The trendy aesthetics.
That fall.
Yeah. But she originated it. I think she really did. Yeah.
She pulls it off like really well, really authentically.
And usually her stuff is very well researched. Mm-hmm. Like she has a lot of stuff on like the Magdalens. You could do an episode on that sometime if people are interested. Mm. Like I'm reading this and I'm looking and I'm like, this is well researched. Mm-hmm. But she does a lot with like the term light worker. That's part of her branding.
Yes.
Which is also a little on the line of a term.
Yeah, but she's been doing that for so long.
Yes.
And I think I think light worker is one of those words that have been like taken and twisted and like
yes. It's sort of like calling yourself a psychic or something, right? Yeah. Like it's, the term has been kidnapped.
Right.
Right. I don't have a problem with any of that stuff. Mm-mm. But she has a lot of stuff about star seeds mm-hmm. and Atlantis. And she has card decks in particular that she sells that have these cards in them.
I didn't know that. I had her Work Your Light deck.
Mm.
And one of the cards was star seed.
Yes.
And then when we were talking about it, I looked into it. She has a whole entire deck that's called the Starseed deck.
Yes.
That's different.
Yes. So, and this is not new. It's not like this just came out.
No.
She's had, I don't know how old it is, but it's probably more than 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah. At least a couple years old. Yeah.
Okay. So maybe at the time she tried to research and couldn't find anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had a hard time finding
things. Yeah. But by now, especially after what happened January 6th, we'll get to why we're going to talk about that, you should know the history of the term starseed in referring to Atlantis.
Well, and listen, if you're – I have to call a little bit of bullshit, not on Rebecca Campbell, but on anybody. Like, if you're in this whatever community, whatever we call it, industry, if you're even on social media in this type of – vibe.
Yep.
You're going to hear something about star seeds, and you're probably going to hear someone critiquing it and calling it out.
Yeah.
It's going to come through your feed.
Right.
You're going to hear someone saying, like the conspirituality podcast, like they've called it out. So many people have been like, hey, this is dangerous. Hey, this is white supremacy.
Yeah.
You can't tell me in the year of our Lord Taylor Swift, 2023.
Right.
The year of the Barbie movie.
Right.
That you have not heard some criticism of this concept.
Yeah.
You may have heard it in passing and you're like, I don't know what the hell a starseed is, so it didn't even register.
Right.
But you've definitely heard someone critiquing it.
Yes. Maybe it's
not us. Writing articles that like you found about it. Clearly no one's doing that. Clearly no one's like we're not in academia yet.
Right.
But like,
but we should be.
We should be. And people are absolutely talking about it.
And if you have something that you sell mm-hmm. and you teach that is, you find out is connected to a word, like like we're going to talk about how she uses the term. It's different, but like that is connected to white supremacy.
Correct.
Then it is your responsibility. She's a white woman. It is your responsibility to fix it, to adjust it, to address it.
Address it. Just address it.
Because you should be listening to the non-white women who are the ones I see talking about it the most. Mm-hmm. That's a problem. That's not okay. We can't just let, we can't just not listen. And we can't just let them have to carry the burden of that. That's not fair.
And you can't keep making money off of it.
No, exactly. Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Deep breaths. So the thing that where it gets murky with someone like her is like, let me tell you her definition. Mm-hmm. This is from her website.
Right.
So when she's talking about starseed, she says the term encapsulates the idea that there's a seed or essence within these individuals that hails from the stars. This seed carries memories, wisdom, and a unique purpose that often drives starseeds to seek knowledge, spiritual growth, and a deeper understanding of their place in the universe.
Okay.
She is not using it in the white supremacy way. And she's also not calling anyone an alien.
No.
But she's close enough.
Yeah.
She's dancing around it.
She is certainly dancing around it.
And I think a lot of people use this sort of definition of a starseed when they identify as that.
Yeah, it's like the gateway idea. It's like the gateway definition.
It's the pretty
I'll
one.
I'll start here. This feels safe. It doesn't feel too weird.
Yeah.
You know, but then if you keep sliding down that pipeline.
Yes.
As you're going to get to.
Yeah.
It gets more explicit. It gets, and it gets stranger and it gets scarier and it gets way more dangerous.
Yes. So does Rebecca Campbell need to like be how her feet held to the fire? No. No.
Mm-hmm.
Is she making a mistake? Yeah. Like you have to be responsible here. You have to be going like, I'm going to fix this. Do I have hope that she will? Yeah. Do I understand that she's trying to use this term differently and that she didn't make it up? Like this was going on long before. She just grabbed a version of it and put it out. And in anything I have ever seen of hers, there isn't bad intention. It is truly to help people and to help people connect and understand stuff. So it becomes hard for people because they hear us criticizing it or criticizing her and they're like, oh, come on.
Yes. That's definitely going to happen when people are listening.
Right. And I get that.
Yeah.
I really do. There's many times where people criticize someone that, especially that I like, where I don't want to hear it.
Right.
I'm not interested in it. Right?
Yes, right.
Like a celebrity or whatever, a teacher. Mm-hmm. But you have to work past that and listen. You don't have to accept it. You can disagree, but like you do have to listen.
Yeah.
Because yes, you can use starseed like this, but like there are other people using it in a very bad way. So like you've got to at least address that.
Well, and also like if you're feeling yourself being hyper defensive about someone or something.
Yeah.
I've had to teach myself that that's something that I need to look into. Like if I'm instantly defensive of something, that's a red flag for me that I'm like sort of like it's that like black and white thinking.
Yes.
Right. Like there's no room for criticism. There's no room for analysis here. That's a problem.
What have I connected to in myself to this idea or this person or whatever that like it feels like it's being questioned.
Right.
Because I don't actually know this person. Like,
no,
you know what I'm saying?
You're like, taking it really personally.
Yes.
Right.
And listen, you can disagree with someone without being a 10 rage level.
Yeah. Or like,
everything's an argument. Like talk about it.
Right.
Like, let's talk about this. If you are hearing this and you're like, I want to defend Rebecca Campbell. Maybe you are Rebecca Campbell. Right.
Wait, like, what's up, Rebecca?
What do you like? Let's talk about it. I don't want to yell in your face.
No,
I would love to sit down and talk to you about it. I would love to hear what you think about it or maybe what you research and what you feel.
Mm-hmm.
These are conversations we need to be having.
Correct.
And do I want to have a conversation with someone promoting white supremacy about it? No, I do not.
Right.
Do I want to have a conversation about this particular element of promoting it? Yes.
Yeah.
I think that that's what we need to do. We can't be so polarized.
Right.
So,
gotcha. I agree.
I just think we need to correct it. And yes, you could be talking about Atlantis stuff because you love the Greek mythology of Atlantis, but you can't not acknowledge that there's a problem going on with people promoting Atlantis stuff. If you want to talk about the actual Greek mythology that Plato wrote, fine, but do your research and also address that there is an element of this being used and has been being used in history connected to white supremacy.
And if you do love Atlantis or any other theory, that should make you mad.
It should make you curious.
You should want to talk about it. You should want to talk about how people are appropriating this Greek mythology or these old stories and using them for white supremacy. That should piss you off, and you should want to talk about it and fix it.
If you are like of the Greek culture, maybe you live in Greece, I would love you to tell me what you think of when people do stuff like this, because it must feel similar to when people take witchy stuff and just use it in a complete incorrect wrong way, right? Like, it's frustrating because that these stories were used to help people at one point.
Correct.
So it's kidnapping and then it's appropriating, and it's not good.
No.
I would love to learn more. Just to clarify, Starseed was never connected to Atlantis originally. That was added later. So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's the Rebecca Campbells of the world using it. But then there's also the blatantly out there white supremacists using it. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to give this guy any more attention. I really don't, but he's a perfect example. So the Q shaman guy from the January 6th attacks,
he was the guy with the horns.
Yes.
And the
face paint, and they had no shirt. Yeah. What you're picturing is him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy.
January 6th.
Yes. He ran something called the Starseed Academy.
Heather, Jamie, why are you always talking about white supremacy? Because the guy running the Starseed Academy is involved in a coup to take over the government, storming the fucking castle, storming the Capitol.
Yeah.
They're connected.
Yes. Exactly. Now, a couple of things to this. First, he's not the only one.
No.
There's there's so many people promoting the Starseed stuff who are also promoting white supremacy and using it for that reason.
Yes.
There are dangerous cult leaders.
It's a pretty way to say that you think you're better than everybody.
Yes, and listen. I will explain why that's true. I promise. Like, hang in. But like, he's not the only guy.
And that's not what Rebecca Campbell's doing.
No, there's a huge difference.
That's what we're talking about, like the spectrum of this.
Yes.
It's so varied and wide. Like,
yeah.
But this guy is literally like, these guys, they'll take any story, any narrative they can take to put themselves above everybody else. I'm better than this government.
Yep.
I know better than this voting system.
Yep.
I'm going to take over.
Yeah.
And if it takes a story about being an alien starseed to like give you the gumption to do it, then they'll take it.
Yeah. So for all of you, I watched many videos from his Starseed Academy or him being interviewed.
Bless it.
Yeah. So this might be also why I couldn't sleep last night.
Exactly.
And it is the kind of, I'm not going to play them because I can't.
No, we're not promoting him at all.
No. If you would like to go look it up for yourself, go ahead. I will just warn you that you'll probably be flagged.
And some FBI.
I have to already be, but if not, that probably sealed the deal. He talks about like so many different spiritual concepts in the way of a cult leader, which is like not really factual, but you've including enough stuff and you sort of swirl around so no one can really understand what you're talking about.
Yep.
And he promotes this idea that he's an alien being and like he's a higher being and he gets these downloads. So then you have this messiah complex going on, which is rampant in this business. Mm-hmm. Okay.
In this country. People are susceptible to that.
So you combine like narcissism with these kinds of concepts, and we're going to get more into the psychology of what happens. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It gives me a stomach ache, but like, well, I'll get into it. I don't want to skip too far ahead, but it's called megalomania.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that and why people are so incredibly susceptible to that in this culture and other cultures.
Yeah.
But you combine these things and you combine this sort of like what you said, Wild West, lawless land of this stuff. And people believe it because someone talks in this one right way with enough charisma that people are like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like when I said the Q shaman guy that you pictured him, you knew who he was.
Right.
And if I say picture someone from the January 6th attacks, it's probably him.
Yep. He's definitely one of them.
Because he knows how to stand out and he's charismatic, even as a bad guy. You're like, ugh, yeah. Right? But you remember him. Yep. That's dangerous.
Yep.
So he's doing that like fast talk around the thing. Very much reminds me of how Teal Swan talks. See our episode on Teal Swan.
Yeah.
Of like, I'm going to say enough that you kind of understand what I talk about, what I'm talking about, but then I'm going to make myself sound smart by muddying the water and you don't know what I'm talking about to like kind of intimidate you. He does that.
Yep.
And it's odd and weird and nothing he says makes sense. And he like contradicts himself. With, like it's all,
tracks.
But people buy it.
Yep.
So also the hashtag Starseed on TikTok has over 1 billion views, like people looking up and clicking on anything that has hashtag Starseed. So is some of it Starseed Academy Q Shaman guy? I'm purposely not saying his real name because I won't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. is it?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And is some of it Rebecca Campbell-esque stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's all a problem.
And so when you love Rebecca Campbell's content, and so then you decide to follow Starseed.
Yeah.
You're then getting in your feed all of his stuff too.
But it's
then quickly like you're getting now the whole spectrum and the algorithm's going to test, oh, what are they like? Do they like this extreme stuff? And then you start getting pulled down the pipeline. That's how you get pulled down. They give you a little bit more. It's a little bit more radicalized.
And let's talk about why that pull down the pipeline works.
Okay.
Because one of the things that I don't think people really understand, and it's not something that I'm going to say and you're going to be like, oh, that's new information. What a crazy concept. But I don't really think people think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is that your brain is wired to do something to make itself feel good all the time.
Right.
I'm not talking about your ego. I'm not talking about your intuition. I'll add that in a second. Yeah. I'm talking about like the mechanical, chemical parts of your brain.
Right.
This is where addiction is too.
Right.
And I'm oversimplifying how I'm explaining this, but just for the purpose of this, right? So you want a hit of what feels good. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the reason that you can't put your phone down while you watch TV is because your brain likes the dopamine, the way too much
like
dopamine. Yes.
Right.
So when you put it down, even if you're into the show, your brain's like, pick your phone back up.
Right.
Not because that's what your brain knows is good for you, but because your brain is seeking
to feel good. Right.
And if you, it's very easy to interrupt this cycle, not of addiction, but of like your phone or something.
Right.
You can start to interrupt it by being like, I don't need that hit. Like, I'm not looking to feel good. I'm looking to be good.
Right.
Right. And this isn't, there's nothing wrong with being on your phone while you watch TV.
No.
But if it's making it so you can't sleep or you actually don't want to be on, you want to be just watching TV. Like you want to put your phone down, then it's a problem.
Yep.
So if you realize that your brain is doing that because it's just looking for that dopamine, you can seek it out in other ways. You can be like, I'm going to put my phone down for 10 minutes. Then I'll pick it back up, brain. Like you can start to take your power back about it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So when you start to go like, I'm really into this concept of being an alien.
Mm-hmm.
And a higher being, and like that's why I have all these problems. Your brain loves that shit.
Right.
That feels good.
Yeah.
And if you are someone who enjoys avoidance, I don't think anyone enjoys avoidance. If avoidance is one of your drugs of choice, one of the ways you deal with fear, then you're going to extra love this kind of thing, right? Like your brain is just like wired for this because it's a great way to avoid finding the root cause of anything, addressing stuff and accepting things about yourself and who you are.
Yeah.
So you're literally wired to be sucked into this shit. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Is the difference between your brain saying this feels good
mm-hmm.
and you desiring something.
Good point.
Your intuition is you desiring a feeling.
Right.
Your brain going like, have more alcohol, drink 87 cups of coffee, like whatever, is different than desire.
Yeah.
And so people get this mixed up and people take advantage of this fine line between the two. If you're not really in tune with your own intuition, you might not know the difference.
Right.
And they suck you in using it.
Definitely.
Does this feel good to hear? Does this? Yeah.
Right.
Oh, nothing's my fault because I'm an alien. Great. And listen, I felt like an alien my whole life. This shit works because like when you're talking to people, especially highly intuitive, highly empathic people who are the targets of this.
Yes.
We don't feel like we fit in.
Correct.
We do feel like aliens.
Right.
So it's perfect. It's like a perfect, like, trick to suck us in.
Well, and there's also no evidence. It's a perfect setup because you can't, like, prove that there are aliens or life on another planet, or you can't show them Atlantis.
Right.
So it's just, it feeds into that, like, well, I'm different. Like, I know more.
This is why.
This is above you, but, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and this is why everything's so hard for me.
Right.
Everything is so hard for all of us. And if anyone is acting like it's easy for them, that's
right.
A huge red flag, to be honest with you.
Exactly.
I mean, I just also want to add that, like we were talking about before, where you're kind of getting it from all directions.
Yeah.
The evangelical church says that the starseed stuff is the devil masquerading.
Okay.
So they hate the starseed stuff. And I really never thought I would agree with the evangelical church. Because they're saying it's the new age, like, think the Dorian Virtue people who are like, anyone saying starseed is the devil masquerading, right? Okay. Like, they love that kind of shit. So then you have...
Well, it just takes power away from them. Like, now there's not, like, a god in the sky that you have to pray to, but there's, like, aliens on another planet. It's like competitive.
Yeah, exactly. So then what happens when that sort of gets mixed in, right, is that people dig their heels in because they're like, evangelical church says this is, I'm going to do it more,
right?
Which I get.
Right.
I have that rebellious thing about me too. I get it.
Right.
But if you don't actually know,
yeah,
you are going to make a mistake here. Mm-hmm. And listen, calling in this kind of energy that is so swampy, I don't care if you're trying to use it in a really nice love and light only way.
Yeah.
I mean, we both know that's not actually nice.
No.
But if you're trying to use it in more of a Rebecca Campbell way, you're still calling in shitty, swampy energy.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if that's not your definition.
Exactly.
It's like if I was like, I'm going to use the term Nazi, but I'm going to use it different. I'm going to use the swastika as my emblem, but I'm going to use it as the original pagan one.
Right.
I don't need it as that. And I think that that's okay.
And I don't care that it hurts people.
No, because I'm not meaning it that way.
Right.
You can't, there's no line to draw there. That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So I'm not into that.
Right.
Okay. I have the breakdown for you of how this has like fallen.
Yep.
From history, the start of Plato.
Right, at the timeline.
Into current.
Right.
But I think we're almost at an hour. And I think I should come back for a part two and we can discuss this because all of this is important and I don't want to like rush through or cut something down. I want you to think about what I've already said.
Yep.
Have a week to digest it. And then when we come back in the next week, you can be ready to hear like where this is, like, you now know why it's so important to know this.
Right.
So now we're going to tell you what you need to know. Okay. And we're going to discuss that.
Sounds
what do you think?
Great.
All right.
Great.
I need a lot of coffee.
Definitely.
Okay, let's go.
Hey, everyone. Heather and I have an ask for you. If you love this episode or if you love the IGG, can you do us a favor? We need you to go onto whatever platform you listen on and download, subscribe, like, love, whatever it's asking you to do. Can you go do those things for us on the platforms that you listen on? It would mean so much to us.
Thanks for listening to our episode. For a way to get in touch with us, please visit our website, intuitivegirlsguide.com. We love hearing your feedback on our episodes.